Pope Francis is in Krakow's Bionia Park, where he is leading young people in a Way of the Cross procession. In Krakow, reporting on the Pope's apostolic visit to Poland, is Lydia O'Kane. We go live to her now. Lydia, Pope Francis is in Bionia Park with the young people gathered for World Youth Day. What can you tell me about this event?
It started off in a spectacular fashion, but in a very simple fashion. It started off with a girl creating a design in the sand under the light of the sun to the strains of piano strings, which revealed the face of Christ. We also saw and are continuing to see the World Youth Day cross being brought in to the park here. This cross is actually being carried by youth from a number of countries, including Syrian refugees. It's also being carried by a couple, a Polish couple, who were homeless, actually, a former homeless couple. It was also being carried by young people from Argentina and Ukraine. As I say, the Pope arrived here just a short time ago into these grounds to the anthem of the Jubilee of Mercy, played by an orchestra made up of young and extremely talented musicians. This evening is going to be a much more reflective event. There's more seating room at the front. And although the young pilgrims here are in joyous mood due to the occasion, it's much more subdued this evening.
Meanwhile, he has also just this afternoon visited a children's hospital where he personally greeted some of the young patients and their families.
Yes, he did indeed. The Pope was accompanied on this visit to the pediatric hospital here in Krakow by the Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło. And he was greeted by the people there, including babies to young teens, all of them in wheelchairs accompanied by their parents. He also made a speech at the hospital. He said that even for a moment he wanted to just be with the young people, be with the children, just to be close to them. And that's exactly what he did. He did that in a way that he stroked their cheeks and he patted them on the head. There was also a little girl that handed him a card. And when he opened this card, there was a drawing of a big heart inside. And it was almost as if he was saying to her, "Did you do this? Is this for me?" Because the little girl nodded in agreement, saying, "Yes." Before departing, the Pope also met with parents of children who were recovering from serious operations. And of course, this was a strictly private meeting.
Meanwhile, this morning, Lydia, what will possibly be remembered as one of the most poignant and moving moments of this journey, Pope Francis visited the Nazi concentration camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau. He went in the footsteps of his predecessors, John Paul II and Benedict XVI. You also had a chance to visit.
I did. I had a chance to visit Auschwitz-Birkenau earlier this week, and it's exactly that feeling. It's a reflective feeling, but it's also a feeling of being in a place where people suffered so, so very much. This visit to the Nazi concentration camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau for Pope Francis was meant to be one of silence and prayer, and that's exactly what it was. It was full of very strong images. Pope Francis walked alone through the infamous gate reading Arbeit macht frei, work sets you free. And he also went into the cell of Father Maximilian Kolbe. Maximilian Kolbe was killed after offering up his life for a complete stranger 75 years ago. And the Pope sat there for quite a while in silence, in prayer. At the end of the visit, there was a chant by a rabbi in Hebrew, and the Pope laid a votive lamp, almost a lamp of hope, at the foot of the monument for the victims of this tragedy, which was Auschwitz-Birkenau, this horror, which was Auschwitz-Birkenau.